Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Biden policies and real estate investing. But before we get started, hey, I just want to touch base again with you guys and see how you're doing. I hope everybody is doing well. I know that there's a lot of COVID out there. In fact, my daughter just had it. She did fine though. It wasn't bad. I mean, she tested positive, but it only lasted a few days, so wasn't too bad. I hope your family is well and doing okay in this crazy time of the year here. I thought, this is going to be after we did our World Summit. So hopefully next Friday, the following Friday from now, I'll actually be able to give you an update on it because I record this on Monday. So for Friday. So I don't know. Wednesday is coming up in a couple of days. I'll give an update when we have the next Friday one. So anyway, hope you're doing good. I'm encouraged. I think there's some good promising stuff out there. And the market, gosh, the market's going crazy in terms of, the stock market reached an all-time high, which is crazy. But we've got a lot going on in the real estate market too. Still a seller's market, very strong out there, but I know some people that are making headway in the foreclosure area and some other things happening there that there are some deals that can be had. So anyway, let's get on with I got to do my tip for the day here. This is kind of a thing. I think I did it before, but I don't remember. It was just sort of top 10 list, real quick one here for you, not a big thing with explanations and so forth. But this one is a top 10 reasons to walk away from a deal. Okay. And again, you may disagree on some of these, but these are some that I think are pretty significant. Nonetheless, number one, mold. Okay, mold, you can deal with mold if it's in a small little area, but if you're seeing mold throughout a property or an apartment complex, that could be a big problem. So mold, number one. Number two, graffiti. Okay, spray painting of gang signs on your building or the house that you're looking to buy, definitely a sign that the neighborhood may have some issues. Number three, standing water. And I'm going to expand upon that. Standing water can mean that when you have broken lines somewhere, but there's also that standing water. I had one apartment that I looked at, and I thought they had a little pond in the front. I thought, oh, that's nice. That's kind of a neat idea, a little pond. But as you got a little closer to it, it didn't smell that great. And later I found out there was a sewage leak in that underneath that little pond. Anyway, that's another one. Here's one that's pretty obvious. Don't have to really explain this. They found a body in the maintenance shed. Okay, no more said about that. Number five, environmental phase one comes back dirty. Not a good sign. Number six, seller not presenting full financials, or you keep getting revised financials. Very scary. Number seven, the lender being unreasonable. This can be a tough one, you know, especially when you're the clock's ticking and you're, you know, you've got your escrow period there. If they don't seem like they're holding to what they initially committed, or they're just not moving the direction you want them to, you gotta move on because the clock is ticking. Number eight, seller wants 15-day due diligence period. Major red flag right there. Number nine, your partner takes your name off of the agreement. Definitely a problem. And the final one, number 10, seller wants a lot of hard money up front. Okay, well, that's the top 10 reasons to walk away from a deal. Let's move into our topic here, Biden policies and real estate investing. Now, you know, on the show, I don't really try to get political at all. All I'm saying is that, you know, we have the potential of a new president here, and he has made some pretty strong statements about things that he's going to do from a financial standpoint. One of the things he proposed was to eliminate many components of the Tax and Jobs Act, TCJA, which was implemented in 2017 by President Donald Trump. The TCJA was primarily a tax reform to help stimulate the economy by reducing corporate rate taxes and provide additional tax incentives to real estate investors and businesses. Now, with the possible reversal of this tax reform and other proposed changes, we're going to uncover the potential real estate implications. So this is actually taken from a friend of mine, Travis Watts, who was a guest on the show, works with Joe Fairless and over at Ashcroft, a great guy and a great show. I'm going to have a link to the show that he was on in here too. But this is one of the best sort of encapsulated lists that I saw. And I think I was trying to put my own together and wasn't able to do as comprehensive here, so I'm not plagiarizing. He gave me his permission that I could do this. So let's go on the top 10 changes here for real estate investors, okay? Actually, his title of his was called The Biden Tax Plan, Top 10 Changes for Real Estate Investors. Number one, elimination of bonus depreciation. A tax incentive, part of the TCJA, that allows a business or real estate investors to immediately deduct a large percentage of the purchase price of eligible assets rather than write them off over the useful life of the asset. For example, real property improvements like landscaping have a depreciation period of 15 years and qualify for bonus depreciation. If you spend $10,000 on landscape improvements for a rental property, you can use bonus depreciation to deduct the entire cost in the year you spend the money. Other items that may qualify for bonus depreciation include the purchase of furniture, appliances, and other real estate property improvements. That one hurts. That's a big one for those that look for those tax incentives on, especially on apartments where you have a lot of things that can fit in that category. Number two, eliminate 1031 exchanges. Ouch. A 1031 exchange, as you know, it's a swap of one investment property for another that allows capital gains taxes to be deferred. So somebody sells one property over here, they can take that money and buy another property. It doesn't have to be the exact same, but it has to be in the same category. This is a real popular real estate strategy that has been in place since 1921 in the United States. That could hurt. Number three, raise long-term capital gains tax rates for high-income earners. Now, this may not apply to everybody, but long-term capital gains tax would increase for those earning over $1 million a year, taxed at regular earned income rates rather than long-term capital gains rates. As it stands right now, the top tax bracket for long-term capital gains is 23.8% if you include the NITT, which stands for net investment income tax, of 3.8%, which is applicable to high-income earners. Biden has proposed raising the long-term capital gains tax brackets to 43.4% for those earning over $1 million per year. Number four, eliminate the step-up basis. This essentially is a death tax. Let's say your parents bought a home in 1970 and paid $50,000 for it, but today the house is worth $500,000. If your parents were to pass away and leave you the sole beneficiary of the house, there is a step-up basis law in place which allows the original cost basis for the $50,000 to step up to today's full fair market value for tax purposes, $500,000. If you were to sell the house the next day for $500,000, there would be no tax due on the $450,000 gain. Under Biden's tax proposal, this step-up basis would be eliminated, and therefore you would be responsible for the tax due on the $450,000 gain. Number five, implement a $15,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit. Now, this happened in 2008. The Housing and Economic Recovery Act sought to encourage Americans to purchase homes by creating a tax credit worth up to $7,500 for first-time buyers. The next year, Congress increased the amount to $8,000. The purpose was to encourage home ownership and stimulate the U.S. Housing market during the Great Recession. Biden has proposed a similar plan, but would nearly double the tax credit. This time, the purpose would be to allow affordability and accessibility to first-time homebuyers rather than stimulate the housing market. Number six, phase out QBI, qualified business income deduction, for income earners making over $400,000. QBI allows eligible self-employed and small business owners to deduct up to 20% of their qualified business income on their taxes. This could affect a large number of real estate projects and businesses. Number seven, reduce the estate tax exemption from $11.18 million to $5 million. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act doubled the estate tax exemption to $11.18 million for individuals and $22.36 million for married couples. This means a person can pass away with $11.18 million in assets and not have an estate tax due. Biden has proposed that this be reduced to $5 million. This would largely affect owned assets, including real estate and businesses. So if you have multiple properties, it's fairly easy to get up to that number and could affect those that are serious real estate investors. Number eight, raise corporate tax rates to 28% from the current 21% level. Starting in 2018, the tax law radically cut the corporate tax rate paid by C-Corps from 35% to 21%. There's also a proposed 15% minimum tax for corporations with profits of $100 million or higher. This minimum tax is structured as an alternative minimum tax. Corporations would pay the greater of their regular corporate income tax or the 15% minimum tax. Note, net operating loss, NOL, and foreign tax credits would still apply. This change would primarily affect publicly traded companies, but also some real estate businesses. Number nine, raise the top federal income tax bracket to 39.6% from 37%. This would affect income earners who earn above $400,000 per year. Though this is not directly tied to real estate, many accredited real estate investors are high income earners and could be affected by this change. Number 10, Social Security tax increase for high income earners. As it stands today, the 12.4% Social Security tax stops kicking in once you earn more than $137,700 per year. The Biden proposal would have this tax kick back in for any income earned over $400,000. Though this is not directly tied to real estate, many accredited real estate investors are high income earners and could be affected by this change. Well, that's it for today. That I hope, again, it's good information to know. Should Biden be elected, we want to know what to expect. And I think those especially who might be planning on doing 1031 exchanges with some of the property they have may have to rethink their strategies. And some of the other areas as well we discussed. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Biden Policies and Real Estate Investing. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.